Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here tonight with Michael Patrick McCarthy.
Good evening.
Good evening. That's your Irish, your best Irish that you have there.
Oh, good. No, I've got much better Irish.
Good evening, you know.
We'll wait till February.
Anyway, we're here on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And the reason we do open shows and continuing to do open shows, I could find plenty of guests to come on, and I will have some guests occasionally, but it's because you keep calling in and asking questions. And as long as you feel that it's important, that you have questions that you want us to answer, we're going to continue to do open shows. If for some reason you don't call in and we've got to, you know.
Drew and I will start singing duets and nobody wants
we'll
that.
We'll do something like that, or we'll get some more guests on and do educational shows on a topic that we think everyone should be interested in. But if you call in early, you get the most amount of time. And that's the benefit of calling in early, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question and lead the conversation. And those that call in, they say, you know, hey, this is a question that's really important to me. This is what I'd like to hear you talk about, be it the election and what are the impact for the markets and so forth, or be it the, you know, Social Security. Social Security is always so popular. And, you know, you have a question about, well, when can I claim, and well, what happens this, or what if I'm disabled, or what if my spouse dies, and how do I, you know, get the, you know, benefits and so forth. You know, those are topics. Medicare and applying for Medicare. And
we love,
you know,
taxes.
And then there's taxes. There's all the different tax questions out there. And today we're going to talk about a unique thing that Maryland did a few months ago, and we haven't talked about this yet. And that is a way for business owners who have either a partnership or a S corporation to be able to pay their state and local income taxes and deduct it on the entity level and not be stuck with just $10,000 deduction on their itemized deductions. A very interesting concept, and I totally believe that it's perfectly legal and that the IRS will not be able to overturn it. And I admire Maryland and the other states. Connecticut, I think, was the first state that thought of it for coming up with this idea. And
you wait, hold on. You admire Maryland for something tax related?
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, I give them credit. I'm that kind of person. I will give anyone credit for something good that they do. And I admire the fact that they did this. It was it's a brilliant strategy. And it's not like that stupid one that people came up with the charity deduction. That wasn't going to work. You knew it wasn't going to work. But I looked at this and I studied it and I said, this is brilliant. This works. And there's no way the IRS can overturn it. There's precedence for this. And but the thing is that Congress could come in and say, we're not going to let it happen. But as long as Congress is still House Democrat and Senate Republican, they're not going to be able to change it either.
Well,
so this
until
will
somebody
work.
Sells us out on this one for something else.
Hey, you never know. You know, we'll. But we're here on an open show. If you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680. Lines are open, 410-922-6680. We'll go to Rebecca in PA. Rebecca, how can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to tell you the update on my health insurance. And
go ahead.
What happened was, okay, you were right about going to SHIP, okay? But also I got a letter from the Pennsylvania Health Insurance Exchange.
Okay.
And it's costing me a lot less. Now, I want to ask you something. When you get a letter and you say, okay, as long as you follow this, this is going to be okay. And I know, like Ronald Reagan said, I'm the government, trust us, right?
Right.
So is it going to be all right, or should I follow up in some other way?
Well, you need to watch your income. That's going to be the big one.
Now, that's a very interesting question. Now, my income has not changed, but I have a trust fund. Is my trust fund going to be included in my income?
If they distribute assets to you, there could be a K-1 which will report income on your tax return. And so you have to be careful that they don't over-income you.
So if I don't take any distributions, I don't have to worry about having any problems?
I'm not going to say yes or no to that. I'm going to say that you should make sure you have a competent accountant that knows how to look at that trust and tell you what's going to be the income tax issues that are going to flow through to your personal tax return. Mike's absolutely right. Any adjustment of income over and above what you told the exchange it's going to be, at the end of the year, we just had a situation where people were on the exchange and they had income come in and they didn't realize what they were doing. And now they owe the Pennsylvania Exchange. You ready for this?
Yes.
$24,000.
Can you repeat that? $24,000?
That's what they owe the state of Pennsylvania because they told them their income was going to be a lot lower. And they didn't realize what their income was. And when they ultimately came out with their real income and we got the information, they owed the state of Pennsylvania $24,000. So make sure that you really understand what your income will be and how that trust is affecting your income.
If I have time, I just want to tell you there was something about earned income and not earned income.
Not for the exchange. The exchange is strictly adjusted gross income.
Isn't it modified?
Well, but modified adjusted gross income for exchange is just interest from tax-free municipal bonds for the most part. So
this sounds really complicated.
It is,
it?
And you know, we always want to give people the absolute full answer, but sometimes it's so complicated. We need to know what kind of trust you have.
Because
we couldn't give you the right answer perfectly.
Well, I know what kind of trust I have. I had a choice. If you have time, if you don't have time,
go ahead real quick.
Okay, I had an irrevocable trust, and I said no, I wasn't going to sign it. Now I have a revocable trust that I did not have anything in it. That's probably not a good idea, is it?
The two words that you use can mean lots of different things. A revocable trust is all going to flow to you. An irrevocable trust could flow to you, but unlikely it would flow to you.
If you know you have a revocable trust, any money made in that trust is going to include it.
It's going to be included. So. What you need, Rebecca, is to make sure you have competent tax advice and sit down with them and make sure you understand what exactly you have and what your magi is going to be for the exchange. I got to go. Sorry. Okay. I wish I could answer more.
Thank you.
All right. We're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. Call and ask a question. Right now I'm taking it away to traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and we're on an open show, 410-922-6680. If you have any questions, we do have people online, so I'm going right to them. Peter in Parkville.
Good evening, Drew.
How you doing?
Very good, very good.
What's up?
Well, maybe not so good.
Okay.
Drew, I'm on Medicare.
Okay.
Retired, you know, Medicare, you know, the initial, you know, the initial group, you know, whatever.
Right.
Part D and all that.
Medicare A, B, and D.
Yes. Now, I'm wondering, I hear on the radio station about MediShare.
Right. How old are you, Peter, first, real quick?
I am 67.
Yeah. So, you know, MediShare is something for somebody under 65, in my opinion, and I wouldn't even personally recommend it for somebody under 65, but you've paid for Medicare all these years. It's the best insurance you can ever get, period. There is no better. Because,
really?
Well, think about it, okay? For 40 years you were working or whatever, and you paid for Medicare Part A. That's all your hospitals. You don't pay anything more for Medicare Part A hospitals. Rest of your life, almost 100% of your, or 60, 70% on Medicare will be paid for hospitals. Number two, you're going to pay like what's your income in general? Are you married or single?
I'm retired.
No, but are you married or single?
I'm single.
Do you make over or under $90,000?
Way under.
So okay, way under.
I make
nothing. So your monthly Medicare Part B premium is going to be $145 at the most per month. Okay.
Okay.
Then you're going to get Medigap, and that's going to cost you about $150 a month, and then you're going to get Medicare Part D. And if you really do have as low income as you said, you need to get in touch with the SHIP people in the state of Maryland, SHIP, SHIP, Senior Health Insurance Program.
Okay.
Okay? And you need to talk to them and see if you're entitled to some benefits, because Maryland has benefits where they'll pay for your D. They'll pay for your Medicare Part B premium. They'll pay for your Medigap, depending on what your income is and what your assets are.
Right,
But the SHIP people will help you with all that.
Oh, wow.
So just do you use computers?
I'm not online.
Okay, well, just ask somebody to look up the SHIP. Michael will look up SHIP for you and give you what city or what county or city are you in?
I'm in Baltimore County, Parkville, Maryland.
Baltimore County SHIP, Mike, and you stay listening. Mike's going to give you that number in a little, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. You take care.
All right, baby. Thank you so much.
You.
You're wonderful.
Take care. And we're going to Ed in Baltimore City. Ed, how can we help you?
Good evening, Drew.
Yeah.
A question involving one of the proposals that has been advocated by Joe Biden, which is to change the tax treatment of 401k contributions, eliminating the pre-tax treatment and replacing it
with a credit,
a level tax credit for everybody.
Right.
So what are the possible implications of that kind of a proposal? And
one of the implications to it is that Mike and I are assured a job for another 50 years.
Absolutely.
as long as that proposal's in. But other than that, what are the other implications? The other implications are, Ed, that it'll incredibly benefit the lower earning people by putting money into the 401k. They'll get a significant advantage. So if you're a family and you're in the 10-12% tax bracket, and now all of a sudden you put money into a 401k and you get a 28% tax deduction, I mean a tax credit where you get it, you get the cash.
Yeah,
you basically, what you would have paid in taxes on that money, they doubled it back to your own pocket is what they're doing. So it's going to encourage those people to hopefully put more money in, and it's going to somewhat discourage the higher paying tax people putting money into pre-tax. They'll all put it all in Roth.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, and those are the things that'll happen with that, my friend.
Okay.
But it's ridiculous. It's adding extra complication to an already overburdened tax system. But that's the stupidity of all politicians. I'm not just talking about Biden. I'm talking about them all. They're all a bunch of worthless individuals coming up with worthless ideas. But let me give you my honest opinion.
Please don't hold back.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ed, does that answer your question, my friend?
It does. Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right. Well, before you go to the next caller, for our caller before, the number for SHIP for Baltimore County is 410-887-2059. 410-887-2059.
Okay. You got that. Always repeat it twice. See, Mikey listens and he learns. So we're going to Jim in Cadenceville. Jim, how can we help you?
Drew, let me see if I can express this. I'm single, and on my will, I'll have nieces and nephews subject to the 10%.
Yep.
I also have earnings and deferred capital gains from my annuities and so forth.
Right.
Now, and I'll be doing a lot of charity in my will.
Okay.
Now, my basic question is, on the 10% for inheritance, does that fall separately, and or can I defer off-balance that with charity also?
No, it falls on your taxable estate, your inheritance. So there's two ways to do it, Jim. One is they look at how much money is going to non-exempt heirs, and then you pay one lump sum out of your estate, or you can have a provision in your will that says everyone who is a non-exempt heir has to pay the inheritance tax from the money they get. And so, it depends on which way you're going in your will, and you better clarify that. Do you have brothers and sisters that are still alive?
No, I'm the last one and all the rest of them.
You're the last of the Mohicans, eh?
Right. I don't have the only tomahawk I have.
Right.
When you say deferred, what do you mean by deferred in terms of nieces and nephews? I mean exempt.
Exempt means that brothers, sisters, children, parents, grandparents are exempt.
Oh, okay.
Nieces and nephews are not exempt.
Not
so
exempt.
Your best thing to do, Jim, is to do with the rest of them, pack up and move to Delaware or Virginia or somewhere other than Maryland, because there's only three states in the country left that have an inheritance tax. Listen up, you guys down in Annapolis. There's only three states left in the country that have an inheritance tax, and Maryland is one of them. And don't make Jim move out of the state, because this is ridiculous. Anyway, how's that for you, Jim?
Sounds good, but it's not an option for me, so I thank you for your information.
Yeah, well, be careful how your will is written, okay? Your will needs to be written properly that, the people who are going to pay the or cause the inheritance tax should be the ones that pay the inheritance tax.
Well, okay, I hear you there, but I guess maybe they're naive. Being naive, I intended to pay it myself, but
okay, you could then say that here's my estate, this is how I break it up in percentages, any inheritance tax that comes out, then have it come out of the residuary estate before all these different organizations, nieces and nephews, get anything. So that would be the way you would do it. All I'm saying is make sure a lawyer understands what you're trying to accomplish and that your will states it correctly.
Yeah, but in no way can my charities offset that.
No, sir. Unfortunately, unless you gave it 100% to charity.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good question, though. I have to take a pause, Betty, so I hope you hold on with us. And anybody else, there are three lines open, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question. And I'll be right back with Betty after this pause with traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBL.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're here on an open show. That means that you are the guest. You get to determine the direction of the conversation tonight, like Betty wants to do in a second. And if you want to call and ask a question, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 if you have a question be it on Social Security or on Medicare, like Betty wants to talk about, be it on the investments and what's happening with this election, be it on taxes and tax planning or estate planning or elder care planning. And you name the topic, if it has to do with personal finance, your money, you give us a call and we'll do our best to answer your question for you. We gave out the number for SHIP earlier, right? SHIP, yep. Baltimore County. But there's a SHIP in every county, every city, and there's a state representative who will direct you to each of the county or state or city representatives. And that's a great number and organization, yeah, to know.
Well, and also each of the counties has somebody to help you with other health care needs if you're not a senior citizen, but someone with low to no income to get you health care.
Yeah, that is absolutely true, too. So anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680. We're going to Betty in Baltimore City. Betty, how can we help you?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I will be 67 this year.
Okay.
And I hope to retire at the beginning of sometime next year.
What kind of company do you work for? A little one, a big one, a monster one?
I work at the school system.
Oh, okay, so good. Okay, go ahead.
I don't understand. What confuses me is the cost of the Medicare B, and then you're saying the gap and the D and everything.
You work for the school system. You will not need Medicare D.
Okay, so why won't I need it?
Well, if I understand correctly, your retiree Medicare supplemental plan includes prescriptions. And if that's true, you won't be on Medicare D. It'll be included in your Medicare supplemental.
How many years did you work for the school system?
Oh, I've been with the school I went from the city to the county, so it's been over 30 years.
Yeah, okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. So you'll need Medicare A, that's free, and you'll get that once you – well, you may even have it. Are you collecting
Social
Security?
I do have it now. I've had it for 2 years.
Okay, so you got it when you were 65. Medicare B, you'll pay $145 a month for.
Out of your Social Security check.
Out of your Social Security check. And and then you'll get a Medicare supplemental from the school system, which more than likely is going to include prescriptions. And if it does, then you don't need Medicare D. Now, I know that some school systems have been talking about doing away with their prescription plan and forcing you to go on Medicare D. But as far as I know, they haven't been successful on that. But, you know, don't quote me on that one.
Okay. All right.
Now, here's another thing to keep in mind, though, Betty. You're 67. So you should have signed up for a Medicare Part B when you were 65, okay?
Oh.
You were okay not to do it because you're on a medical plan with the school system.
Right.
You get a special enrollment period for 6 months after you retire, okay? But you need to get an L-564 form signed by the human resource people in the school system to give to Social Security when you go to sign up for Medicare Part B. Remember that. And the school system will tell you, but it's an L-564 you have to have signed off on so that you can not get penalized.
Because, I've got nothing. I mean, I've called, and they told me that when I plan on retiring, to let them know at least 2 months ahead of time, and with this virus and everything going on, they're not having anybody come in. A packet will be mailed to me.
Yeah.
I can't even get them to tell me over the phone as to what I'm entitled to or anything. They tell me that I'll get all that in the mail. So,
I do a lot of the retirement seminars for the school systems of Hartford County, St. Mm-hmm. Mary's County, and Baltimore County. But I don't do Baltimore City.
I'm employed with Baltimore County. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I usually do the retire. I did two of them just recently on Zoom, or actually it was WebEx with Baltimore County employees.
Oh, wow.
So if you ever get a chance to be one, they have not only me, but they have other people come in and do a lot of good information. So look for one of those retirement seminars that are usually done by CCBC.
Okay, that's very helpful. So I wouldn't have to get the Medicare gap then neither, just a B, is what you're saying?
You would only need B, and they will do the Medicare supplemental as a retiree through the school system. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. You take care. There's a lot in debt. She should make sure she gets competent advice from somebody in the school system. Steve in Mount Washington, how can we help you?
Okay, so my purpose is to try to get some money to my newborn grandchildren. I got some new grandchildren.
Okay.
And they're obviously in a 0% tax bracket and have no money, right?
Right, that's true.
So I was wondering, like a uniform gift to Minors Act or something, can I open a brokerage account under that and do my own, you know, I'm managing the stock portfolio, but
sure.
It's in their name. Give me some ideas there.
So what you would do is you go to a brokerage firm like we would use Schwab or Fidelity or somebody like that, okay? And we'd open up a brokerage firm, and it would say this, Steve as custodian for his brand-new grandchild's name under the Uniform Transfer to Minors Account, Maryland, to age 21. It's pretty common. Whatever brokerage person you talk to will understand this. You set it up. You put the money in the account, however much money you want to put in there, $1,000, $50,000, $100,000. It's totally irrelevant. And then you can invest it as you desire in any stock, bond, mutual fund, or whatever you want to do for the child.
But you can't take it back, and they get it at 21.
And they get it at 21. And if there's gains and things, they might have to pay income taxes on it in the future, on the gains and the interest and dividends. But it just depends on how much money you put in there. How much you thinking of putting in per child?
Well, maybe $25,000. There's two of them, so something, you know, that...
$25,000 each or $25,000 total?
Right, each.
Okay, so you set up an account for you as custodian for the one under Uniform Transfer to Minors, Maryland, age 21. You set up a Uniform Transfer to Minors account for the other one, age 21. You put in your $25,000. You can invest anything you want to in them.
But let their parents know that they may have
so a tax effect. Buy and sell over the years, the capital gains, and let's say there's dividends, right? How does that work tax-wise?
That gets complicated. That gets complicated, my friend. So there's a thing in the law called the kiddy tax law. And the kiddy tax law says this. If you have money in a minor's account or somebody who's over 18 and still in college, if they earn more than $2,000 of income or capital gains— then that income or capital gain has to be taxed at the parent's tax rate, not at the child's tax rate.
On the parent's tax return.
Well, it can be actually child's tax return or the parent's tax return. So usually we do it on the child's tax return, but it's at the parent's tax rate. And it gets complicated. Don't even ask me to go much further than that to explain it.
The first $2,000 of gain is tax-free?
The first $1,000 or so of income and dividends is tax-free. The next $1,000 is taxed at the child's rate. Everything over that is taxed at the parent's tax rate. And the law, they did this to avoid a parent who's really wealthy taking a whole bunch of gains and so forth and passing it down to a child and let the child just pay no tax on it for, you know, up to $40,000, you know? And so they created the kiddie tax to avoid that dilemma.
Well, that's part of how I was thinking, you know, trying to be creative.
Yeah, but you know, it's still a great idea. They'll still probably walk away paying less tax, especially if you hold the securities for a long period of time. So in other words, if you hold it for 10, 15, 20 years and then let them sell it, you know, it could work out really, really well. So it's a great strategy, but not if you're going to be buying and selling night and day.
At some point, if let's say like someone bought Facebook at, you know, IPO, now it's almost 300, just as an example everybody's heard of, you know, big gain there, right? So
yeah, but you know, Costco is a big gain from
tax and how that
right,
you know,
but you if you just if you don't sell it, you don't pay tax on it. you know, and people who held Costco since it went public are still doing exceptionally well. And that's 30-some, 40 years, you know, almost, since they went public. So, you know, if you could find something that you – or just buy an S&P 500 index fund. Then you don't have to sell it at all. You just bet on the United States continuing to be a great country. All right, my friend?
Thank you. Thank
you. All right. Good question. I got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Flying the family stone as usual. Anyway, we're here again, and we're on the last quarter of the show, and we talked about this earlier in the show, and we wanted to just address it to the business owners out there. So, you know, one of the amazing things about WCBM is that there are a lot of business owners that listen to WCBM, and I'm hoping that there's at least one or two out there listening to me right now. Because if you're a business owner and you are part of an S corporation or a partnership, Maryland in July passed this new law where you can deduct your state and local income taxes on your entity level. And it's a little complicated, but it is critical. Critical. I am an S corporation. This is a really cool concept. I give them credit, you know, and they this is something that I do not believe the IRS could possibly overturn. So any bad thing I said about you Annapolis people down there, this is one I'm giving you credit because that's the way I am. I'm going to give you credit when you deserve credit, and I'm going to pound on you when you deserve to be pounded on. And, you know, and this is a good one. This is one that they thought up that said, hey, you know, we're going to help at least our business owners to be able to deduct their state and local income taxes. And, you know, and so basically when somebody in my company who owns part of the company lives in another state, you have to pay their state income taxes on the Maryland earnings in advance. So when I file the income tax return and I say, you know, hey, Joe, you don't live in Maryland and you're going to make $50,000 from the company, Maryland is going to want $4,000 in taxes on that money. And they want to be sure you're going to pay it. So they're forcing me to give them $4,000. You'll get a credit on your K-1. And then you'll report it on your tax return. It'll say you owe $4,000. You got the credit. And boom. But you see, I got a tax deduction for that on my entity level, the S corporation, for paying that. Well, Maryland is now saying even if you live in the state of Maryland, you can elect to do this. You can pay the taxes on the entity level. Therefore, my S corporation will get the tax deduction for the taxes that are prepaid for all the partners or members or shareholders of the company. and then we'll report our state and local income taxes, but we'll get a credit for it. The business already deducted it. I won't have to worry about whether it's an itemized deduction based on that $10,000 freeze. And
yes.
Now I'll probably actually still have $10,000.
You'll get your $10,000 there.
From your property taxes.
From your property tax and others. So just to make sure everybody who's not as keen on the terms. So a lot of us are aware that a number of years ago, there was a change made to limit how much we could take on our individual tax returns for state and local taxes paid. But what this does is instead of getting to deduct that state and local income tax on the itemized deductions, now if you have a K-1, which is pass-through income from a pass-through entity business, you'll get to actually deduct those taxes from the income you report on that K-1.
Yeah. See, now,
and that's why they made this change.
A lot of our listeners don't understand what we're talking about because they're not a business owner and they don't deal with this.
But and we apologize for this.
And
brief
we
lack
apologize
of
for that. But there are a lot of business owners that listen to us, and you got to do this before December 31st, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you can make an estimated tax payment.
Yeah, the struggle is going to be at least
that they don't understand it yet.
Well, the comptroller. Has not
Peter.
Peter.
My man, Peter. I like
Mr.
Peter
down in Annapolis. He and his team haven't quite worked out how it's going to flow on the tax return yet. So they haven't issued guidance saying, okay, fill out this form, put it in this box, things like that. So, but I think, you know what, we're going to pursue it one way or another, whether they give you a form or not.
Absolutely, because
it's past law.
As far as I can tell, if I don't get an estimated tax payment in for 2020 before December 31st, I'm not going to be able to take the deduction on my entity return until 2021. Well, you know, I could get double next year instead of it, if I wait until next year. But I'd rather get part of it in this year if I can do it.
So. Now, in last-minute research, Drew, the one thing I did find, which I think is still not an issue, is the IRS does have this on their regulatory plan to address PTE, to study PTE. But you know what the IRS is right now? Very busy.
Very busy. And if you think about it, they have precedents. The precedence is that when I have a non-resident and the PTE pays their taxes and is forced to pay their taxes, I get the deduction on it. They've given precedence to this. Now, the only thing they could try to argue is that there's no requirement. Well, Marilyn could just come back and say it's required.
Well, and
we want even residents to PTE it.
If this changes, the only way it changes is the IRS goes, Congress, is this what you meant?
Well, and Congress isn't going to do anything about this for quite a while.
For quite a while.
So the IRS is stuck, in my opinion. They're stuck. They can talk all they want. They're going to lose.
At some point, somebody might sneak
I'll take it up to Amy Barrett Conan, Coney Barrett, whatever his name is, and she'll
her
look
name.
At it and she'll
her.
Say, that's what I said, her name.
Okay.
I said her name. I'll take it to Amy Coney Barrett, and she'll look at it, and she'll say, the law is very clear. You've allowed this. You can't deny this.
Oh,
end
yeah.
of the story.
No, they have to change the law if they want to change
And it. Then they have to get Congress to change the law. The IRS can't make up law. They have to interpret the law. And they're going to lose this one, in my opinion. So, anyway, we only have a few seconds left. Do you have anything to add there, Mikey? Not to this, anything.
To anything.
Anything. Like the election, like life in general.
Life in general. Well, I'll
say hi to your children who are probably listening to you right now.
I don't think Devin and Kerrigan, even with it being my voice, would still keep listening. They're already to Paw Patrol. Or actually, hopefully, they're almost in bed at this point. But the one thing I'll say is, we were prepared for some political questions. And I think the overall sentiment is that regardless of which party and which president, it's all about sectors in your investing. It's all about looking at which party's policies might affect sectors, and don't worry about the market as a whole being an ultimate thing.
Always.
Worry about oil and gas. Worry about electric.
Always worry about the central bank, the Federal
yes.
Reserve. What's the Federal Reserve doing? Who's the Federal
Jerome
Reserve
Powell.
President? That's what you have to worry about.
That's what we're worried about.
Not
Jerome
Joe
Powell.
Biden or Donald Trump. They don't matter, in my opinion. Anyway, look at Chris. He's bored already. So... we're finished tonight. This Drew Tignanelli thing. God bless.
Love, show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be.